Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. So, hey everybody, guess what? Rock is back. Yes. That's what I want to say. Many of you have heard me talk about how I love rock and how I actually drank beer from Janis Joplin's beer can. But I want to say we're not going to go to that story because I've got Melissa Etheridge joining me here today. And I am so absolutely jazzed about her latest album. It is, for me, refreshing. It makes me move my booty. It makes me stand up and pretend that I am that rock star that I thought I could be. But it's not about me today. It's about her. She's joining me here on the show. She's coming to Seattle. Get ready to fasten your house down. Melissa Etheridge is joining us. Thank you so much for joining us on the Dr. Pat Show today. It's great to have you here.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. But I do. I want to bring out the inner rock star inside of you.
Can you do that?
But oh, yes. We all have that inside of us.
I really do. I mean, I do.
I get to act it out. That's all. I get
you,
to do it.
But there's something that you have that I don't have.
What?
Can I tell you what that is?
What?
Sister, you can actually sing. You got it. And you know, when we play the music, I have to sing, but Benny, the producer that's doing this, he will actually turn my mic down so I don't totally destroy the song.
But everyone can sing, and everyone
should
sing. I believe in that.
I really think you believe in that, and I know you believe in that, because your music really brings, and I want to say thank you again for joining us here today. It's
my pleasure.
Such an honor to have you on the show. I talk about how rock music was such a part of my life, but I also talk about you, and I have done this on a number of occasions, to really bring a soul into music that has really enlightened so many people. And now with the album and the tour that you're doing, you know, when we're taking a look at this notion of fearless love, it is about soul, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what it's about. And as I've been on this journey through the record industry and the music business, I've realized that the only thing I have is that everything else comes and goes. Everything else is constantly changing. And you can't hold on to, you know, being that number one spot or that hit song or not, or that critic's choice or whatever. You can't hold on to that. The only thing I can hold on to is that soul, is that part of me that loves to do this and wants to do this and enjoys exchanging this energy with an audience. And I just have held on to that over these past more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I really picked up about you and your journey and your work is that you're not just somebody that looks at change in the face in a way that makes it sort of creep back into its ugly corner sometimes, but you're somebody that lives a life of change. And I want to ask you, given today and where we are and everybody talking about change, what has change personally meant to you on your journey?
Huh.
They didn't warn you about me, did they?
No, they don't need to. That's why I'm here. No, change is the journey.
Mm.
And it is about being fearless about change. It's so many of us just put the brakes on and I can't change. It's too scary to change. Yet what's right through that change is incredible peace and joy and an understanding about your whole experience in this world and in reality. So I kind of got that the first time when I was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing where you're like, no, and they're throwing you into this room and you're sliding down the slide or whatever, and you're going, no. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're a person with cancer.
Mm.
And you thought that would probably be the worst thing in the world to be, right?
Right.
And then there you are, a person with cancer. You're like, no, I'm still me. I'm still got, you know, I just have this this tumor inside. Okay, then where did it come from? And you start kind of just deconstructing it, and you take all the power away from it when you take the fear out of it. And so I learned there that anything that looks like, oh, my God, I can't do this, oh, no, that's when I just need to breathe and go, oh, I asked for this. This is coming to me because on the other side of this is a me that I really want to be.
Mm.
And I just have to believe in that and move it like that.
You know, I want to talk with you about that because, you know, here it is, as many people would look at cancer, a huge obstacle. You're talking about it as this enormous opportunity to create, to become sort of a new beginning. And I wanted to ask you, from that trial, from that, you know, incredible journey that you went through, how have you emerged as a new beginning? I mean, is there a new Melissa Etheridge that has emerged in a way that many of us don't really know even?
Which question would you want me to answer?
Hey, I love chit-chatting with you.
No, it's good. So, I don't know if this is a new me. Mm. I just think it's more of me, more of like the center of me. That's what the whole experience of cancer really brought about. And yes, I'm one of those crazy people that's like, thank you very much. Cancer was a gift. I am a better person, a healthier person than I ever would have been without cancer. I'm grateful for it. It gave me the power to say no to so many things in my life. And the power to say yes to so many things, and by being fearless then. And as I've moved through this, that has become the person that I am. So is that a new person? I don't know. That's just a person who is now making a different choice in the choices that we have every day, from what am I going to wear today to what am I going to say, what am I putting my attention to, what am I putting in my body, what food am I eating? How do I feel about this? Those are all choices that shape our whole life. And I'm taking it down to that small of a choice every day to be fearless in what I eat, in what I think, in who I speak with, you know, anything, everything.
Well, it really does really speak to this freedom. And this is what I love about it. And I completely picked this up from your energy and being able to speak with you. There's a sense of freedom that I get from who you are that comes from, and we're just talking a little bit of the journey. And what I want to ask you about, and when I first heard the title of your album, Fearless Love, I had a sense of it. But when I listen to the music, and honestly, I read your lyrics, okay, the cat's out of the bag, I actually read them as if they're poetry, because to me they are.
Thank you.
I had a new sense, Melissa, about this, and this is what I want to ask you about. Fearless love is such a powerful, powerful phrase. Why do you think that most of us can't even go near it as if it were a hot iron on the back of our butts, so to speak?
Because it is the ultimate challenge inside ourselves. It's the ultimate place where you have to go. This is my experience. And one, yes, thank you for reading my lyrics, because I feel that my music has many layers to it, and you can just take whatever layer you want, or all of them, or you can go how deep you want. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot. And in the lyrics, there's a whole lot that is even deeper than maybe the first listen to a song might be. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And fearless love is the place where we have to learn we can't blame anybody else anymore.
Right.
Mm. Can't blame anybody else. This is our life. This is our journey. We're in charge. Mm. We have to be guiltless, shameless, and fearless, and full of love for ourselves. You can't expect anybody else in the world to make you happy, make you feel better, love you, if you can't even love yourself in that really inside place. And you have to be fearless to love yourself, because you have to not believe any of the stuff that you've been believing about how you're less than or not perfect or too big or too small or too white or too black or too anything, whatever it is that you believe, you have to let go. And that's why fearless is, like, you know, that's the way we've defined ourselves. We haven't been shown any light. We haven't been taught, shown, educated in any way about our own spiritual center. And that's scary.
Okay, everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're going to be right back with Melissa Etheridge. But in the meantime, take a listen to Fearless Love.
showed me things aren't what they appear to be. Called me angel and set me free. Gave me life in the cold, cold dark. But you ran away in the morning spark. Made me think that reality, oh, is not where I wanna be. But I am what I am. And I am what I am afraid of. Oh, what am I afraid of? I need a fearless love. Don't need to fear the end. Oh, if you can't hold me now, you will never hold me again. I want to live my life pursuing all my happiness. I want a fearless love. I won't settle for anything less. I walked my path, had worlds collide. Lost my way.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's so great being here with Melissa Etheridge. We're talking about her music, her journey, her fearless love tour. She is in Seattle this weekend and across the country. All you need to do is go to her website, melissaetheridge.com. So today we're talking about her lyrics. We just left off before the break talking about the power of the words in your new album. It is. I mean, I think, you know, the words that you speak of, and this is what I really, I actually typed this up and posted it up on my computer. I am what I am, and I am what I am afraid of. And I thought that is so brilliant and so telling. And so how often have you, as well as many of the people listening to this show, have picked fear over love? And, you know, down what path, what doorway do we go with that?
How many hours do we have? My whole life has been picking door number one because I thought it made me look better, made me, it was going to make me happy if I can change myself to be something for somebody else, or even just way back a long time ago when, you know, being gay is like, that's a whole nother denial you can put on yourself and fear you can put on yourself, and to grow into maturity as a woman with a fear about my sexuality. And some of us have a fear for our lives, you know. We're like, oh my God, I can't be this or I'll die or be hurt. And so that's a big sort of damper to put on yourself. And so it's going to come out in our health. It's going to just, we're just going to bleed. So, you know, that part of fearlessness is very tricky in our society.
You talk about silence, and I think you talk about it in Heaven on Earth, and you talk about silence. And I want to ask you about that, because one of the things that I love about this album, and more importantly about your tour and about you, is I get this really sense that there is an incredible voice that comes so deep from your soul. I mean, and believe me, I have listened to all your music. But when I listen to this album in its entirety, I really get that this is a soulful journey that millions of people are going to want to take with you. And so I wanted to ask you about silence, because so much of what you just said, silence has fed fear. And yet what I've noticed today is almost like we've got complacent in finding our voice in so many ways. And I wanted to ask you about that, especially being in the industry that you're in, being in California and just seeing what's going on there with gay marriage. And I want to ask you, what can we do to help people find their voice again?
Only you can find your voice. It's something that is in this album and that I'm trying to learn myself, is that the best thing you can do for yourself and for the world is to find a stillness inside of yourself, find a peace inside of yourself. Because, I mean, we can go into, on the quantum physics level, on the spiritual level, what, you know, as above, so below, whatever level you want to describe it on, what you are feeling inside is projected out into the world. So what our world is, what our reality is all of our fears and all of this stuff. So the only work you can do is the work inside yourself, and that changes your part of the hologram. That changes your part of reality, and that you will see your reality different. So, and you will experience the peace outside that you experience inside. You can travel the world trying to have everyone make peace with each other, but until you make peace inside yourself, you'll never see it. So I would tell any gay people, I would say, you have to find your strength in yourself about your own homosexuality. You have to find your own inner homophobia. Any of the times, oh, I can't be myself here. In any moment that you believe, and you have to change that inside yourself. And then the world, it will change. It, by us being comfortable and powerful in ourselves, the world will go, well, of course, that's natural. and we'll just move right on through this.
Right, because we are talking about love, aren't we?
We are talking about love.
Right, and I think we forget that sometimes in the conversation. You know, the silence, don't you think, comes from the place where we actually forget that we have capacity to love in so many ways.
Oh, I know. To restrict our love capacity, that's just insanity.
It's cruel.
I know. We're going to look back at this time and just go, oh, my gosh, that was a weird time, wasn't it?
I think I'm doing that a little bit now.
A little bit now. It's like, come on, people.
I'm just like, wait a minute. You know, people say, what do you do? Positive talk radio? What are you talking about? Nobody's going to listen to that. And honestly, that's not true. I mean, we have millions of listeners. And the reason is that they get what you're talking about, which is energy and vibration. What was it like for you to say to yourself, and I don't know if you did this, so please check me out here, to say, I'm going to create an album now. I'm going to go back into the studio. And I want the creative juices to flow. So I get the sense from this that this flowed through you like a hot knife through butter.
Butter. We're back to butter
I had
again.
To bring it up. I can't get it out of my mind. And I don't know. Is that true? Was it like that for you?
I tell you, after, again, it was the cancer experience.
Yeah.
After that, I was so excited to create on this level of fearlessness. It was like someone had come down and said, hey, you're playing the wrong game. Come play this game. And these are the rules. And if you're just fearless, you win.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wah! And I was so excited to go back into my music, to create songs that just thrill me and that are full of the message of vibration and energy and spirit and love and passion and desire and all of these things, and to create them in these little things called songs, you know, I was so excited that, yes, it was. I was thrilled. I was very happy.
You know, one of the things that I want to commend you on is your courage in a lot of ways, Melissa. I mean, the reason that I want to commend you on that, and this goes back for me, you have had the courage to put into words and then into song the very essence of our beings in a lot of ways in humanity. Gut-wrenching, struggling, freeing, loving, hating. It really is a sense that this particular album, we got to know you, at least I did, in a way that I had forgotten that we could know another human being. And to come out publicly with what you've come out, for me, is role modeling what so many of us have the ability to do.
You know, thank you. Thank you very much. And I take that very deeply inside myself, and I'm very grateful. I'm also, sometimes it puzzles me how one can be looked at and is looked at as so courageous to just be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about our society? To go, I am a homosexual, and then to go, I have breast cancer and I'm bald from chemotherapy, and then just to say those facts and have the world, that's so courageous. You know what? We need that. That's, I understand that it is.
Yeah.
I do. And we would all be considered courageous if we can all just play the game as I've been playing it, which is everything is love or fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm going to choose love. That's right. My whole goal in this game is to choose love, and that's the path I'm going to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And each time something comes up, big or small, even, I mean, the big ones were, you know, am I going to, show the world that I'm bald? Okay, that would be fearful. So yes, I am love. And, you know, those are the big ones. and yet, that's just part of the game. That's the way I've been choosing to walk it. So thank you.
Wow. Let's take a short break, everyone. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Melissa Etheridge about her journey, her passion, her purpose, and her fabulous, fearless love tour. But in the meantime, we'd love to share some of her music right now. So take a listen to Heaven on Earth. We'll be right back.
Well, I grew up in silence. From silence I became my history. Oh,
They fed me fear and violence. They hooked me up to this reality. Oh. Now I'm not cursing anyone. They only did what they had done to them. But if you want to know where I am now, then just breathe in. Let it out. Heaven on earth. Well, I laid down my burden, the one where I had something I should prove. Yeah. And then I found my power, the one where on the mountain I could move. Yeah. So if you
know Greek-Gods yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek-Gods yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and analuke.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Doesn't matter what they painted on
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Melissa Etheridge is in the house. So thrilled to have her here. Not only is she in the house, but she is touring across the country and to Europe as well. And Fearless Love, that's the tour. That's the name of her album. And this is an extraordinary conversation and so privileged and honored to be having with her. Melissa, thank you again for joining us here today. I want to go back to what we said originally when I asked you about being born again, so to speak. Mm-hmm. What I love is that what we're talking about is reminding, and this is what this album is doing for people. It's really like we've forgotten. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like we've been a little bit asleep here.
Yes.
You know, a little sleep. We've taken a little sleep and stuff, mm-hmm. and we've been asleep. And so the courage is to be able to speak out and remind us of what we truly have inside of us, which is magnificent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you. And that's what I get excited about.
Me too.
You know, I have a show tonight in Denver. I'm excited to get on stage and go, oh my God, all of you, you're perfect.
Yeah.
You're incredible. You are incredible, powerful human beings. And I am excited to just say that in song and entertainment for, 3 hours.
And this is really the way that we get to help other people. Because everyone knows, and I knew at the minute I saw you on stage, there is an energy about you. And about your music, and it is that energy which is really contagious. And I wanted to ask you about this tour, this journey, this music, and what the contagious aspect of this you want to be for people. Is it love? Is it freedom? Is it authenticity? Is it all of the above?
Yes, all of it. It's just a... You know, I have people that say, oh, I felt so good after your show. And if they can wake up the next day and take that with them and go, okay, why did I feel so good? Oh, because, right, I'm perfect and I can do this. And it's about loving your life. And if I can shine that light in a place that maybe it hasn't been shown before, and then people can see that, then they can hold on to that. That would be great. And contagious is a great word. I would love it to be contagious.
Okay, maybe there's a song coming out here. Maybe there's, your next album.
Contagious.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm contagious. No, that's not good.
That's not good.
Doctor.
I told you that, you don't want me in your music business here. One of the things that is actually so important for people today is to have this level of hope. And to be at this place where we know we can do things that are hard. Was there any one track on here that was, let me just use the term, harder than the other? And, and if so, why?
Well, I would say, yes, there's one that took longer to reach a place of clarity with. And that would actually be We Are the Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the song on the album that I'm speaking more to that spiritual side of me and the message that I'm speaking just right on the letter to what I'm trying to say here, that the message is we are the ones we've been waiting for, this is it. And I wanted to incorporate world sounds. I wanted to bring a tabla in from the Middle East. I wanted to create all these different sounds, mm-hmm. which is different than the music I usually make. So it just took longer to put it all together and get it all. And I ended up asking my record company to send a memo out to the international companies all over the world, the record companies, and if they would just send me a little tape of them saying, I feel you feel me. And then we are the ones we've been waiting for. I appreciate that. And I thought I'd get a couple back, and I thought I would maybe learn a couple phrases or something. But I ended up getting about 50 back from all over the world. And so I placed them in the song, and it just made this really nice sort of international vibration in it. So that song was the last one really to be put together.
Let's take a moment and take a listen to We Are the Ones, Melissa Etheridge and her friends.
The ones that we're waiting for. We are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones. The ones that we're waiting for. I feel you. You feel me. I feel you. You feel me. I feel you. You feel me. I feel you.
I feel you.
You feel me.
Saya ada kamu, kamu ada saya.
Tane anubhav tu mane anubhav
ik phool jou jy phool mij
Vi er de vi har ventet på. Jeg føler deg, du føler meg.
Wow, Melissa, that is an incredible piece of music.
A work of art, really. But when you're talking about spirit and you're talking about oneness, don't you think it really deserves a slow simmer?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it is. Well, ultimately, we realize that it's not the destination. It's the trip there. It's the journey. So why would we want it to be anything else but simmering?
No kidding. And so this is really interesting that I really looked at this, and I got the sense this is a journey. There is a journey that is inside so many people. Right now, one of the most significant caller questions that I get or help that people want is, I have to define my purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. And I wanted to ask you, when was it you had a sense of your purpose? And has it been redefined over time?
Wow. Yes. Yes, it has. It does. It constantly redefines itself. I, you know, as a child, thought my purpose was to grow up and leave home. And then as I got older, I thought, oh, my purpose is to be a rock and roll star. I want to be rich and famous. You know, and that's my purpose, because that's kind of the thing. That's the story that they give you, is we're supposed to make lots of money and then we'll be happy. And so then I did that, and then I realized, whoa, that's not a life. That's not a purpose. That's not, you know what. And then, so in my middle 90s, I had sort of a crisis of my middle 90s isn't the middle 90s, my mid 30s, actually. Mm-hmm. Had a crisis of, well, what am I doing? I'm just going to make music to make money? That's weird. And then the cancer sort of flipped that all around. I went, wait a minute, no, my purpose is, oh, this is art, this is talent, this is a lens in which I look upon the world, and then I get to mirror back to people through their ears and their souls, and I have much greater purpose in life, and ultimately the purpose in my life is to create my story. What do I want to be? I can be anything I want, and to then create the story with belief and with enthusiasm, so that my life is then, when it's all over, I want it to be this most awesome story.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Melissa Etheridge, in Seattle and across the globe with her fabulous Fearless Love tour. And on our way out to break, take a listen to Drag Me Away. Take a listen to the lyrics and absolutely feel the passion, the purpose, and the beauty of this music. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I was leaving. My ticket was just one way. Angels I believed in were gonna carry me away. Did you think that I would simply give them my last breath? Well, honey, you got me wrong. I'd never leave you for death. It's gonna take more. Take more than that to make me fail. Oh,
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
For people that are looking for connection, I mean, no one really can talk to what it's like to hear the words, you have cancer, or then go on that journey. Mm-hmm. But there is a song that you wrote about. We played it in an earlier show, and I actually cried. And the song is Company. You get what I'm trying to say here, right? And I'm listening to this, and I have the lyrics in front of me, and Benny's playing a little bit of it. There is this place that you talk about, and this idea, I don't like to be alone.
Yeah.
And being lonely is such a painful place for so many people. But the idea of being alone means so many different things for so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
What did it mean for you in this song?
Wow. First, I'm impressed, or I don't know, honored that you picked up the cancer references in that song.
Mm.
And I suppose one knows if they're around it what it can mean.
Mm.
And being alone, yeah. The being alone doesn't necessarily have to be being alone, like I'm the only person in the room. It can just be alone, like, there's no one I can actually talk to about the things that I'm feeling and the journey that I'm on that feels safe to me.
Right.
And that song is a request out to the universe to wherever those requests go, to send a reflection of myself to me. I believe that I can vibrate that like vibrates like to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that if I you know, put this belief out, then people will come to me that I can then share it with. And it's true. It has happened. So it's an interesting one. You can look at it just by, you know, I don't like to be alone and
right.
I want company.
Right.
It has many levels.
It does. And I'm really struck by it because I think any of us that have ever been, you know, really, you know, pretty ill, we've had our own journey. And sometimes it's hard to want to send ourselves to send ourselves back to us. And so what you really talk about there for so many people is not to forget the true nature of beauty that we are. It doesn't matter if you have cancer, if you have this, you have that. It's so easy to forget that, like, wow, we just kick butt. We're like beautiful people.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
Now you're touring the country. Definitely you're definitely going to be in Seattle this weekend, and we're going to talk about that later. But what I wanted to ask you, this tour that you're doing and how this has come about, how has this been sort of the magic of everything that you've sort of energized and vibrated to that level? How has this been part of the picture, the magic of what is now called the life of Melissa Etheridge?
Well, that's where it all comes together, is on stage. That's where it all makes sense to me. That's where the energies of my imagination in creating the song and what I want to put out there, and then who I am and what I want to say and feel, and it all comes together for those couple hours on stage. And that there's nothing like the energy of that many people looking in one direction, focused on one thing. And when they're focused on you, it's really intense. And I am honored to take that energy and transmute it and you know, entertain with it. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I love the term transmutation. Mm. It's actually, transmutation is one of my favorite animal totems, the snake, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting. I know that you have to run, and I want to thank you so much for your time. But I would love to ask you, what is your personal message? What do you want to leave our listeners with today? And how can we support you to create the global vision that you are on the cusp of creating?
I would say it's all about you, and it's all about us at the same time. You are a part of us. Each of us is a part of everyone else. Each of us affects everyone else. There is no stranger. Everybody's here for this reason, this purpose to create.
Mm.
And this is your life. You live it. It's nobody else's. This is your health, your life, your time, your thoughts, your energy, your choice. You are a small or a large, depends on how you look at it, piece of a much larger picture that is a small piece of a much larger picture that is a small piece of a much larger picture. And that's the way it works. And what you are changes each of those pictures. And if you do anything, I mean, because there's all kinds of things you can do, I would just suggest to find stillness. Just find stillness in something, because that's where it all starts to unfold. It really can't, it can't get through the noise otherwise. So I would say be still.
Mm. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope that you and I will be able to connect in the future and have another conversation and at least maybe connect and go and get some butter together.
I think we need some butter. We need to bathe in butter or something. I don't know.
I love that. I love that
idea. Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
It's been great. Thank you. And we'll see you in Seattle.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to come on and say that was a fabulous, fabulous interview we did with Melissa Etheridge. Fine. But Benny and everybody, I think that we need to share the butter story, don't you think? Because it was such a key part of the initial connection that she and I had at the beginning of the show. So here is what I found that Melissa Etheridge and I have so seriously in common. Who would have ever thought? So do you eat dairy at all?
No.
Yeah, I was. I
do butter.
You do
I don't
butter.
Consider butter dairy.
I don't consider butter dairy. I consider butter goddess food.
That's exactly it. Oh, my God.
It's
don't
goddess
take my
food.
Butter away. I'll no. give up anything but my butter.
I know. That's it.
Goddess food.
It is goddess food. There's no question about it. And, you know, it's kind of like I have dreams about butter. maybe you can write a song for me.
Oh, butter. Oh.
Right. Yeah.
I'm honestly, done with my granola.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I mean, I haven't eaten dairy either. And the only dairy that I actually tested well for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And their process. And honestly, it's for me to have to give up everything. But, you know, and I don't even tell my naturopath I'm eating butter. Too bad.
Right. You know.
You know what
I'm
it's
not
like.
Yield over my butter in my cold hands. Or
that's
whatever.
Right. You know, hunt me down, sister.
Yeah.
So there we have. Who would have ever thought that this world famous rock star and I would have something so profound in common? Well, this was a fabulous interview. And actually, Benny, we're going to end this with a Melissa Etheridge song. Stay tuned. We've got a full hour coming up. Lots more on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
If you ask me, I will say I'm fine. All pink like birthday girls and valentines. Then the stillness of the night reminds that I don't like to be alone. My thoughts are race cars running round my head, burst into flames and crash into my bed. Until I fall into a dream instead, where all my lovers turn to stone. And all I'm living in just make no sense. Sometimes my face gets pushed against the fence. I want to scream out in my self-defense, but I don't want to be alone. And all I want is calm.